This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hundreds took to the streets in several Libyan cities to protest the cancellation of Friday's long-awaited presidential election, a blow to hopes of ending a decade of chaos in the oil-rich North African country. Several parliamentary candidates and political groups have called for protest, which underline risks to the fragile stability in the nation that's a haven for militias and still riven by an east-west divide. Libya's election commission has proposed January 24th as a new date for the presidential poll, which was to be followed by parliamentary elections on February 15th, but no dates have been officially set or agreed upon by the country's rival factions. The U.S., Britain, France, Germany, and Italy on Friday jointly called on Libyan authorities to swiftly determine a date for the polling and to issue the final list of presidential candidates. A South African cabinet minister on Friday urged the cancellation of an upcoming U.S. auction of a key to the Robben Island prison cell where Nelson Mandela, the country's first black president, was long jailed for his opposition to apartheid. The key is among Mandela memorabilia being sold by Guernsey's auction house in New York on January 28th. Most of the items were provided by members of Mandela's family to raise funds for a planned museum and garden around his grave, while the key is being sold by Mandela's former jailer who became his friend. The auction house says the proceeds of the sale are to raise funds to build a 24-acre memorial garden and museum around Mandela's burial site. It claims Mandela's daughter has approved its sale and a portion of the proceeds will go to the garden fund. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials say a massive fire swept through a crowded river ferry in Bangladesh early Friday, leaving at least 39 people dead and 70 injured. Many passengers leapt from the vessel into cold waters to escape the blaze. A fire officer said it took 15 engines 2 hours to control the fire and another 8 to cool down the vessel. Afterward, the blackened hull of the ferry sat anchored at the river's edge. Rescuers continued to look for both bodies and survivors. The blaze broke out around 3 a.m. local time on a ferry carrying 800 passengers. Many were traveling to visit family and friends for the weekend. Musicians banging drums and playing bagpipes marched through the biblical town of Bethlehem to the delight of smaller-than-usual crowds. The mix of festivities and restraint on Friday was reflected in celebrations around the world on a Christmas Eve dampened once again by the coronavirus. A ban on nearly all incoming air traffic by Israel is keeping international tourists away for a second year. The ban is meant to slow the spread of the highly contagious Omicron variant. Instead, local authorities were counting on the Holy Land's small Christian community to lift spirits. It was a theme seen around the world as revelers, weary from nearly 2 years of lockdowns and safety restrictions, searched for ways to return to rituals that were called off last year. France on Friday recommended adults receive a COVID-19 booster vaccination 3 months after their initial jabs, reducing the guideline of 5 months to better fight the Omicron variant. The recommendation was published by the country's health authority, which advises the government in the fight against COVID-19. It comes as cases are surging in France during the Christmas period due to Omicron, which spreads faster than any other variant seen so far. And a Moscow court has fined Google nearly $100 million and Facebook's parent company Meta $27 million over their failure to delete content banned by local law. The court ruled on Friday that Google repeatedly neglected to remove the banned content and ordered the company to pay a 7.2 billion ruble fine. Google said it would study the court documents before deciding on its next steps. Later Friday, the court also slapped a 1.9 billion ruble fine on Meta for its failure to remove banned content. Russian authorities have ramped up pressure on tech companies this year, accusing them of failing to remove calls for unsanctioned protests in support of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.